Hey, what's up, you guys? This is the first episode of the Make Me podcast. My name is Taylor, and I'm here with my permanent co-host, Ellie.
Hey, what's up?
Hello. So how was your day today?
My day's pretty good. I'm going to a party a little bit later. How about you?
I don't go to parties because I have social anxiety. my plan is to just stay home and watch Netflix all night. So, yes, this is our plans. So, welcome to the podcast. We're going to be talking about scandals, drama, online stuff, and even some personal stories. It's just going to be a fun time.
Yes, grab that tea, sisters.
Yes. So let's not even, hesitate. We're just going to start. So, what about Roseanne Barr?
Roseanne Barr. We're getting straight into it. So, obviously, her show was canceled by ABC after it had all the runnings from, what was it, even, the 90s, and now it came back?
Yeah, it was, a reboot, almost. Yeah.
And it didn't even get through the first season. It's getting canceled because she's just, I don't know what she's trying to do, but she's just trying to make a voice for herself or something, because she's always on Twitter talking about something.
That's so dumb. Okay, I know. If I were to make a show and be the star of the show, just like how she was, I would probably never post anything on social media, because you'll always risk losing what you have no matter what you say. Really, someone could get offended about anything you say, and then that gets big and you're done.
Exactly, because first she posted, I don't know when in order these were, I just know the racist thing was most recently, where she was calling a person of color, comparing that to an ape, and why? What makes her think that was a good idea?
No one knows.
No one knows.
Her thought process was let's see. I have a very popular TV show. How can I ruin it?
and not only did she ruin it for herself, she also took her co-hosts down with them. So now, they were excited about it, and now they don't have that as their job anymore, which really sucks when one person affects, your entire future.
Yeah, and, this show, it was a very popular sitcom, and, nowadays, definitely. If you were gonna make a sitcom, it's, very hard to actually make it, popular, and she managed to do it, and then she ruined it.
Exactly. She's had things in the past that were like this, she posed as a Nazi with, burnt cookies, and she apologized for that, half-assed apologized for that, and then she, that whole, national anthem thing where she, spit, she just keeps doing this stuff, and it's, she just gives these half-assed apologies. It's, why? People just keep giving her second chances, but I think ABC, made a good move with this one, because...
Yeah, and, do you know the YouTuber H3H3?
Yes.
He was saying stuff oh, she's an outrageous person. She was gonna do stuff like this. The world just needs to get over it and not be so offended. That's basically what he said in his tweet. And no. You do something like that, you can't get away with it.
Exactly.
Nowadays.
You have to own up to it. And she was trying to say it was a freedom of speech type thing, but is that really you're not going to take the blame for that or anything? You're just going to say, oh, I want to say hate speech, and that's what I'm going to do?
Yeah, okay, so I was scrolling through her Twitter, and I saw tweets for her that's oh, I'm not apologizing for this, I have freedom of speech, it's not my fault, and yes it was. You're the one that was on your phone tweeting racist stuff and pretending to be a Nazi with cookies or whatever.
Exactly.
And yeah, that was so dumb. I used to watch the show, reruns when, before the reboot came out. Yeah. And, it sucks to see it go, but she kind of deserves it.
Yeah, definitely. They should just make a reboot with just like Dan in the family and just leave her out because they didn't do anything. It's all her.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
Well, that sucks. She got what she deserved.
Yes.
Now, I don't understand this next topic, but Nike's, like, the Nike slides with,
Fanny packs. Yes.
Like, I don't get it. Like, what?
I completely understand it. If they're not, like, because I have a pair of Nike slides that were $20, so if they keep it, like, in a reasonably price range, like, $20, $30, then I might purchase them, but I think that is a good idea. I've seen pictures, and it's, like, for, I don't know, when you're walking, like, I personally hate carrying, like, a purse or my phone because I just have, like, little things that I don't want to carry around when I'm, like, walking with my friends, like, in the summer or anything. So I understand it, but the only thing is, it's, like, I don't even know if I would be able to fit my phone in there because, like, the pockets are pretty tiny. So that's kind of my only concern. But I feel like it's cool if you're just going somewhere and have to take a few things, but I don't know. And you're just like, okay, I want them on my shoe. Sure, why not? I don't really know who came up with that one, but good for them.
Well, if you're going to bring a few things and that small of, like, a fanny pack, like, what could you bring? Like, yeah, you could bring, like, your pills, but
your
what
pills.
Else? Like,
popping pillies while on a stroll. Yeah, I find that.
Yeah. yeah, I wouldn't buy anything like that. Because, like, wouldn't it, like, be uncomfortable? Because, like, whatever you're holding, it'll, like, weigh on your shoe almost. Or
oh,
is
maybe,
that
maybe.
Not how it works?
I think I so. I think you're bringing up a few good points. I think it was a, I think it's a good, like, a first thought type thing, but I think if you really give it some thought in the long run, I don't really know how those are going to work out. Maybe I'll have to see some people with them and some reviews before I even think about them, but that's how I feel right now. I think they're cute. I think it's like, oh, that's cute. Like, you know, you don't have to really carry anything around, but I think it's just so small that, like, you're really limited to what you can bring.
Yeah, and, like, okay. If there was any chance that I would buy them, they would have to, like, make new colors. Because those colors were so bad. Like,
yeah.
What was it? Like, a neon green with,
yeah, and the,
like,
blue.
Teal?
Yeah. Neon green, blue, and then there's, like, a pink and a black and, like, a white and a black, I think.
Okay. Because I thought it was just one color, and it was so bad.
Yeah. Just the green and the blue.
Yeah, like, yeah, no, I don't usually wear slides at all. Like, I only wear sneakers wherever I go, and, like, like, the only type of slide type thing I would wear, which they aren't even slides, they're flip-flops, you know, like the thong ones.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, those are the only ones I would wear, but, yeah, no, like, I feel like, do you wear slides without socks or with socks?
It depends. Like, usually if it's, like, in the spring, I guess I'll wear them, like, with socks just because it's colder out. But, like, in the summer, if I just, like, I'm going somewhere fast, I'll just, like, put on my slides.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I have a few more topics, but I just can't think. Okay, I got it. The Kanye West album. Like,
oh, goodness. That I literally just heard today.
Like, that was so bad. Like,
I think the song kind of just blended together once I started listening to them. I'm just like, this all kind of sounds like it could just be one big song.
Like, yeah.
They don't really have any, I don't know. I mean, maybe it went over my head, but I don't really have a strong connection with Kanye West.
Yeah, like, and I usually don't even listen to, like, I don't listen to him at all.
Yeah, me either.
But when I heard this album, I was like, now I really am not gonna listen to him, because, like, I wonder who would be like, yeah, that's a pretty sick album, because it's not. It is disgustingly bad.
Yeah, some people, they're just like, they still stick with Kanye West, even though after that whole big thing with Slavery Was a Choice, talking about Donald Trump, all what he's done, there's still some diehard Kanye fans. So if you really like him, then you really like him, but yeah, I don't, he's never been anyone that I've really loved.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Kanye, what happened with Kim Kardashian and Trump?
Oh, they're talking about prison reform. Great. We love two political figures making a change in this country.
Like, I didn't even read what it was about. Like, all I saw was Kim Kardashian and Donald Trump were going to be in the same room. And I kind of just have a panic attack.
Leave. Yeet it out of the room.
Like, okay. So, since Kim really isn't the political type, I don't think. I don't know. Before I actually read, like, the description of it, I thought that she was going to talk about, like, oh, you should, like, make new laws and, like change a bunch of stuff and then, like, say something stupid to Trump. I don't know.
Yeah. Because it's, like, when Kanye was defending him and they got, like, a lot of hate for it, like, he lost, I don't even remember how many followers he lost, over 8 million or something like that, just for talking about Trump. And so when Kim was saying, like, oh, we need to dial it down a bit, I definitely thought she was going to talk to Trump about, like, I don't know, something... like, oh, Trump, like, you can't be doing this stuff. But no, they talked about, like, different laws, like
what? Yeah.
What? What? No.
Yeah, so I didn't get that at first, but I got it.
I still don't get it.
Yes.
I don't know what they talked about. Apparently, Donald Trump just said they had a good meeting talking about prison reform and different laws. So if Kim Kardashian has a say... and those types of things. I really am confused and concerned about how this is all going to work out.
Okay. So, this is just a one-word answer, but do you like the Kardashians?
Oh, God. Not really. So, I'm going to say no.
I love the Kardashians.
Really?
Okay. It's like a love-hate relationship. Like, I'm not going to watch... I'm not going to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
No, I've never watched an episode ever. I mean, I love Stormy.
Yeah.
I love True. I do love the babies. But, I mean, I don't really... I don't really say I don't like them. It's just that I don't know enough about them. Like, I'm not always keeping up with them. So,
like... there was this website with the Kardashians. It's like... you know, like, an ad blocker, it blocks ads and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this was, like, where it blocks anything about the Kardashians. So, like, you didn't see anything about them.
Oh, my God.
This just turns into a brand deal. Like, hey, guys, this is our new website.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's, like, I don't really see how people, like, really hate them. Because it's, like, you have to give them... like, praise for building, like, an empire out of nothing. Like, you have, like, the whole Kylie Cosmetics that is so popular right now. You have everyone buying that. You have Kris managing all her kids. And you have, they're each kind of doing their own thing, but, like, making it work together, which I think that's cool. I just don't know, like, I don't love them. I'm not obsessed with them. But I think it's cool that, like, this is what they're doing, and, like, they're the most famous family, I'm pretty sure, so.
Yeah. But there's one, like, the one Kardashian I cannot stand has to be, like, Kylie. Because she's so spoiled, but, like, on a new level of Kardashian spoiled.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, did you see that video where she was, like, almost about to cry because she didn't want to eat the food because she had chips and guacamole on the plane?
What? No. I saw the video where she didn't know how to do her own laundry and she was about to, like, move into this new house and didn't know how to do anything, which I don't think that's cool. Like, she's, like, 20 and, like, didn't know how to do any of that, which I guess, like, yeah, you've had people doing it for you all your life, but if you're gonna live alone, like, you need to know how to do that stuff.
Yeah, like, there's YouTube now, like...
yeah.
Tutorial.
How to load my dishwasher.
Okay, next topic. What about Yanni and Laurel? What did you hear?
I heard Yanni. Well, first of all, I heard Laurel because I saw the video when I was, like, in my bed at, like, 1 a.m. And I'm just like, Laurel, like, is this, like, a mind trick? Like, I have no idea how someone can hear Yanni. And then the next day, that's all I heard. And then that's just all I've heard since is just Yanni.
I've only heard Laurel. Like, really? Whenever someone's like, oh, I heard Yanni, I'm like, no, you did not. Like, it's not possible.
That's how I felt that first day. I'm like, I'm like, what the heck? How are people hearing Yanny? But then after, I'm just like, okay, Yanny, this is like the thing that just pops in my head in the most.
Like, but my friends would be like, oh, I heard Laurel. And then someone else would be like, oh, I heard Yanny. And there would be like actual fights about it. Oh my God.
Outbreak.
It's insane. Like, okay, so we were at lunch, and then two people across the like cafeteria, they were like, oh, I heard Yanny. Then someone else said, oh, I heard Laurel. And they literally started throwing food at each other. Like, it was getting competitive.
Enraged.
And it was so weird because, like, the teachers had to break it up. And then I think the guidance counselor came by and they were like, what were you guys fighting about? And then they said, well, she heard Yanny. And then she was like, well, you heard Laurel. And
oh, my God.
It was so stupid. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, a lot definitely. Of people don't like it.
Oh, no. I think it's, like, I think it's just people are getting sick of, like, the same things. Like, oh, first it was the dress, then it was Laurel and Yanny. And then did you see the one where it was, like, Brainstorm or Green Needle?
Oh, my God. That one trips me out.
Yeah, like... me too. And then there's another one where it's, like, I think it's, like, Live Your Life, like, by Rihanna. And there's, like, one of those, and it's just, like... You can hear something else if you think it in your mind. And I think there's just a bunch of them out now that people are just like, okay, we get it.
But... yeah.
I think it was cool.
Yeah, like, I wasn't going to go to school and, you know, start throwing french fries at each other. But,
fist fight.
Like, yeah, it wasn't the worst trend yet. What else? Do you have anything to talk about at all?
We can talk about, let's see, what was pretty recent? Did you watch, like, the Billboard Music Awards or anything?
Not really. I saw, like, a few clips, but not, like, the full thing. Because I'm not really interested in that type of stuff. Like, any award show or anything, not my thing.
Yeah, I just saw, like, I saw a little bit. I saw a few people perform, like Ariana Grande and Dua Lipa, but then I'm like, eh. I mean, this just happens at every award show, so.
Yeah. I did watch Coachella Live, though, for a long time.
I saw a little bit of Coachella Live. Last year, I was so into it. I was like, okay, I'm just going to watch it for hours straight, but this year, I didn't really watch, but who did you watch?
Well, I saw Beyonce there, and like a bunch of like upcoming rappers and stuff. Mm-hmm. But like, you know how it is, it's like at Coachella you only see like the really really irrelevant people or new people.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw Mason Ramsey though.
Yes, I saw him. King.
I honestly, like, when I first saw Mason Ramsey singing at Walmart, I was done. Like, I love him so much.
Yes, me too. People are like, oh, he's like last month's meme or whatever, but it was like, no, like, have you heard Famous?
Like Famous is great too. It's like, yes, a mixture of pop and country.
Yes.
And like, it's amazing. I feel like Mason Ramsey is gonna be like the male Taylor Swift. Like, when we're all older, people are gonna be like, oh, Mason Ramsey, like the name is,
yes, Mason Ramsey. Yeah, and it's like, what I like is he's not like a super stuck up kid. Like, oh, our next topic should be Little Tay talking about her and how she got exposed. But first, I would just like to give props to Mason Ramsey and about how he is not like trying to be like a little SoundCloud rapper boy. Like, he's doing what he loves to do. And yes, it's good for him. He is a very humble little boy.
Yes. So, let's talk about Lil Tay now.
Lil Tay!
Did you see that video of her smoking a hookah?
Yes, I have. And then I also saw right after her brother saying, no, you need to take a bigger inhale. And I'm just like, please, she is 9. I've seen so many videos of her being exposed. And at first, I really just thought it was her. Like, it never crossed my mind that, like, she was a troll because she was just so young and, like, you see that type of media everywhere where it's just, like, everyone wants to be a tattooed SoundCloud rapper with lean, and I just thought she was really about that lifestyle, even though I just thought she was, like, rich or something. I obviously knew those weren't her cars or anything, but, like, I just thought she was really there, and then when that video got leaked of, like, her brother, like, telling her what to do and all this, like, I was like, damn, like, this girl got a messed up family.
And, like, wasn't it, like, her mom and her do this? Like, mm-hmm. It wasn't just her brother, right?
No, it was also, yeah, it was her mom. And I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, little Tay actually got her mom fired from her real estate job.
Since
she was, like, saying that all that stuff was hers and, like, flaunting it, and it wasn't. But, like, I'm still confused on how she has, like, Gucci clothing and all that. Like, is her family rich?
Well, I think it's, like, for, like, her first couple of videos, it was all fake. But then when she started getting, like, actually famous, got money from that. You know how it is?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, like, and on one hand, like, it's smart if that's how you want to go about getting your money. But at the same time, it's, like, she doesn't know any better. She's being told what to do. She doesn't have a say for herself. She can't speak up for herself. So that's where I feel like it's, like, you're just exploiting your daughter and trying to get money off of it.
Yes. And what about, like, that fight with Bad Baby and Woe Vicky and Lil Tay was there?
Oh, God. She was, like, oh, you want to post up or whatever she said. Like, she was like, come on, fight. Like, come on, girls. Like, y'all really just want some fame. Wasn't it on World Star or something?
Oh, my God. I was so mad when Bad Baby collabed with, what's his name? Lil Yachty.
Really? Why?
Because, like, Bad Baby was a bad child. Or, I'm sorry, a bad child.
A bad child.
And, like, she got famous from, you know, her mom trying to get her help. And now she's, like, actually becoming a rapper. Like, wasn't there a time where she was, like, on an award show with, like, Cardi B and Nicki Minaj?
Oh, yeah, definitely. She was nominated for Best Rap Female with them for Billboard. It was her, Nicki, Cardi, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you guys are really going to give praise to this. And so you don't like her, right?
Like, it's not that I don't like her. Like, I can definitely listen to, like, these hoes for a while. But, I don't like how she got to where she is.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like definitely. I feel like if she was a good little girl that wanted to do this, she probably could have. But, nope.
Yeah, it's like, there's no doubt about it. Like, it's not like she has terrible music. I've definitely heard worse. But it's just, like, the way that she came about, like, is giving her so much, like, praise for like trying to fight her mom and then saying, oh, I always loved my mom. It's like, and then she's trying to say that she got Dr. Phil famous and all this. And like, I think all of that's going to her head when if she like tried to make this music herself and got famous for that, I would have been like, I would have more respect for her.
Yeah. So that's that. Can I tell you about one time I was listening to 6ix9ine and it turned to, like, a Tropical Smoothie Massacre?
Like, what?
Okay, let me explain. Yes. So, my headphones weren't connected to my phone, and I was at Tropical Smoothie, like, trying to study.
Oh, my God.
And so, I like to play my music loud. Like, if I'm listening to anything, it has to be, like, full volume.
And oh, God.
So my headphones weren't connected, and I thought they were. So I'm, like, using my headphones, and 6ix9ine just starts blasting. And this guy, I guess I, like, scared him, and then he dropped his smoothie, and then someone slipped on his smoothie.
Oh, my God.
And then I thought, oh, my God, this was my fault. And then I was, like, going home, then I was, like, you know, I could have played something, like, a little bit more lighthearted, but no.
Oh, my God. What song was it?
It was, Kuda? Kuda?
Kuda!
Kuka?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kuda. My friend's dog's name is Kuda.
Oh, my God.
But, so you like 6ix9ine?
Yeah. I listen to him, like,
yeah. So, you know how about his, like, beef with Trippie Redd, right?
Yes.
Do you like Trippie Redd?
Not really. I heard, like, a few of his stuff, but, like...
Yeah, yeah, same. I know. I don't, like... I don't know if you saw the Instagram Live where they was, like... Where they were, like, talking and, like, threatening to fight each other. And, like, that was a whole mess. There was, like... I forget how many people were watching. There were so many people watching.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. Lil Tay was there. It was the whole game. Like, crazy.
Yeah, I don't listen to, like, that many rappers, like... I used to listen to Fetty Wap a lot. But,
oh my god, I love him. Dad, I absolutely love him. He's my number one favorite artist ever. But yes.
Like, I used to listen to him, like, when, like, Trap Queen was relevant, you know? Mm-hmm. But
yeah. But
I just kind of hopped off of that.
Yeah.
Who else do I listen to? I don't really listen to, like, specific artists. I just find whatever sounds good and just put it in my playlist.
Mm-hmm. So, like, are there any, like, other artists, like, aside from rap that you listen to?
Well, I only listen, like, if it's not rap, it's, like, just random pop songs, like, stuff by Chainsmokers and Jay Babylon, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm in love with Cardi B, though.
Like, yeah, I do. Like, I do like Cardi B. Yeah.
Like, we stand for Cardi. Like, I used to, like, blast it on the bus because I'm one of those guys. and, yeah, people got annoyed, but I didn't care.
At least you're not, like, one of those people who, like, just listen to, like, a bunch of bass boosted, right? Because I know there's, like, kids
who are just,
like, oh, my God. Like, I know this one kid. I guess I'm, like, friends with him. And his car, like, all they do is just, like, blare their bass so loud. And on my Snapchat, I see that all the time. You can't even hear the music. It's like, what is what is appealing about this? This is bass.
I guess they just like the feel of it. Like,
yes, but like, you can't hear the music, but yeah.
What I used to do is I would, what did I used to do? Oh, okay. I took, like, a headphone splitter, you know, where it's, like, you can plug it into your phone and then two people can listen with different headphones.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
I would plug that into, I would plug it into my phone and then manage somehow to plug it into my car, or my car, in my parents' car, and so I would, like, use headphones and play the music from the car so I could, like, feel the bass, but then also hear the lyrics and, like, the actual music, and it was pretty good. Cool. I don't remember how I did it.
That, like, is cool, though, yeah.
I remember it was like a tangle of chords. But it worked.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yep.
I've been listening to a lot of music lately. I don't know. Like, I guess I've been listening to Lil Yachty and Lil Xan and just, like, I guess a few rappers. I never thought I would ever get into SoundCloud rappers, but, like, one person who I will never listen to is Lil Pump. Do you like Lil Pump?
I was just about to say I love Lil Pump, but...
House divided.
He's great.
I just,
like,
I never,
you know,
aesthetic. Yes. I had to work on a school project and we used, like, a music video for my media class, and we used the song Aesthetic, and, like, my friend had to dress up as Lil Pump. It was something, let me tell you that.
We were doing dramatic readings of, like, different songs, and I did Bodak Yellow and Aesthetic.
Dramatic readings. Hopping out the rain. Aesthetic.
Yes. Yeah, it was bad. But, like, I remember I used to have, like, a few months ago, I would have, like, this certain, like, a puberty voice.
Oh, boy.
And I could literally sound like Cardi B.
Oh, my God.
And just a few weeks ago, I was in English, and my teacher was like, she was like, okay, everyone, now that we studied, you can spend the rest of the few minutes just reading. And then she, like, makes these, like, really dumb PowerPoints and stuff. And on the PowerPoint, she puts, like, really bad memes.
Oh, God.
And she just put Taylor M, which that's me. You are not Cardi B, Okurt.
Oh, God.
And I was done. Like, because, like, I completely forgot that I was able to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I can't anymore, but.
Yeah, speaking of, I was sick. I forgot. I think I just had a cold or something. And usually when I get sick, my voice, like, lowens? Is that even a word? It just gets lower. And so then I was at school, and then my friend's like, you sound like Trippie Redd. And I'm like, oh, God. And so then. I was, like, singing Wish, and then he was, like, putting, like, the instrumental, and they're like, damn, you sound like Trippie Redd. I'm like, that's great. So, your voice went higher, my voice went lower.
One time I pulled the fire alarm to get out of a final.
That's fun. Well, how did that go down?
Okay, so I completely forgot to study for this final. And so then I was like, oh, God, what am I going to do? I'm not ready. And so I was leaving that school the next day anyways. Like, I wasn't going to be at that certain school. So I just pulled the fire alarm. That simple.
And so then everyone had to leave?
And the test, it was...
Did you get in trouble for it? Did you get in trouble for it?
But I wasn't showing up to school the next day or ever. So it didn't matter. So lucky me. And I still haven't taken that final.
Wait, what class was it?
It was like some writing final. Yeah. We had to like write some essays. I have no idea. So yeah, that was my school years.
Oh God.
What else? I can't really think of anything else. My life is like not interesting at all.
Honestly, yeah, me neither. I've just recently I've been dealing with some like friend stuff where my friends think it's cool to just bail on me last minute. I don't understand. That's like my biggest pet peeve. What's your like biggest pet peeve?
Oh God. Well, my pet peeve isn't really about like friends or anything, but if you rake on the sidewalk, I'm done. I really am not picky about much. Like if you cancel on me, then sure. But, like, I'm not going to be so annoyed. I'm just not that kind of guy. Plus, I am a hypocrite. Yeah. I would say, like, oh, my God, I hate when people cancel on me. And then I would cancel on people last minute.
Yeah, I know. Like, sometimes, like, my one friend, she says she cancels on people just when she's, like, feeling tired. And I'm like, girl, just pop a Red Bull or something and let's go, because that's like unless you have a really valid reason, that's probably, yeah, I do get pretty mad about that when like I have a scenario like, okay, this is what I'm gonna do today, I'm getting ready for this, and then it's like last minute, I'm like, are you kidding me? Now I don't have, I'm just gonna just lay here in bed all day. Like, sounds pretty cool, but like I probably wish I was doing something else right now.
Well, okay, I have a pet peeve about friends. So like if you aren't coming to my house and it's, like, you know, kind of getting a little late. Like, it's probably time for you to head home. And I say, I think it's time to head home. Then you head home. You don't stay for a while.
Yeah. People are like, nah. I know. People have been like, oh, nah, I'm okay. It's like, what do you mean? This is my house.
And one time I had, like, this, like, end-of-the-year party that I was throwing. And, like, about, I don't know, like, 30 people came. It wasn't, like, amazing, but we burned our notes. It was fun. And so then this Ooh. One guy, I barely even knew him. I don't even know how he got to my party. I guess he came with a friend. I don't know. But so then I was like everyone was gone. And then I was like, okay, you think it's time to head out? And then he said, I can chill here for a little longer. And I'm just like, oh my God. Then he starts drinking my Mountain Dew. It's like 2 a.m. and he won't leave.
That's the last straw.
And so then I'm like, yeah. Oh, is someone coming to pick you up? He said, yeah, in a few, like, minutes. I said, okay. It was 2 hours later. It's 4 a.m. Then I said, is anyone coming to pick you up? Then he said, nah, I think I'm just going to chill tonight. Like,
excuse my God.
Me, are you?
Oh, my God. That would make me so mad. Yeah, definitely. It's like, if I say, like, you should be heading home, and then they're like, oh, no, it's fine. Like, my curfew doesn't, like... No. That is a sign that I want you out of my house. Leave.
And I also hate when friends, like you're really good friends, but, like, they still, like, kind of mess with your stuff a bit. And, like, okay, so I have pet mice. I know it's weird, but so one of my friends was like, oh, are those pet mice? And I said, yeah, but if you want to, like, touch them, then don't, because they get, like, mice get very scared when you, like, kind of mess with them and touch them and stuff. And so this guy starts to touch my mice, and I'm just like, no. And you can see them, like, the mice panting. They're running away from his, like, gross, crusty fingers. And he keeps trying to touch them, and I'm like, dude, stop. And then he's like, okay. And then he, like, I guess one of the mice, like, touched, like, one of the mice's tail touched his finger, and then he got scared and knocked over a picture frame. Like, excuse me.
Oh, my God.
And I still have God. It. Yeah. I still have it. It's broken, but it's there.
Yeah, I think that's stupid. Or if you're, like, I mean, I don't really have too much, like, I don't really think my friends have done this too much, like, touching my stuff. But I know, like, my little cousins will just come into my room and start playing with my shoe stuff. And I'll be like, please, no. Like, it's so annoying.
Also, you can cuss on the show if you want. Like, this isn't a PG show.
It's a PG. It's a TV7. Yes.
But, like, I heard you were about to, you were like, stop.
Yeah, my little cousin, you get off my shit. There you go. Oh, God.
So, are you learning anything? Like, have any hobbies?
Oh. No. I am learning what is happening in 13 Reasons Why, I guess. That's basically all I'm learning. I'm learning how many Cheez-Its I can eat in a day. That is basically all I am learning. How many hours I can sleep at a time. That is what I'm learning currently.
I'm, like, stressing myself out with, like, different, like, hobbies and stuff. Like, so I started off trying to learn the ukulele. Then, like, a week later, I kind of started to get good at it, but, like, not really. And then I was like, ooh, maybe I should learn sign language. So I'm trying to learn sign language. And then it's like, ooh, maybe I should try to learn the guitar. And then it's, like, it's a mess. Because, like, I have so much that I'm trying to learn. And it's awful.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe just, like, try to focus on something, like, one thing and then another. But I know that can be hard when, like, there's a lot of stuff you want to do. But for, like, me, it's the exact opposite. Like, I literally want to do nothing.
Like, I can't stick on something for longer than a week. Like, I have to move on to the next thing. Like, I got it. Let me.
Yeah, like, you get bored of it.
Yeah.
Like, you get bored of it.
And, like, I don't know, like, especially, like, lessons in school that are apparently an extra challenge, so you take an extra week, like, we don't need it, God. We got it, and then, like, that one dumb kid in the class is like, I don't get it, so you take another week, and it's a mess. Yeah, so how's school?
Oh, God, just...
Someone's a grandpa that doesn't know how to talk to his grandchildren. The best. Like, how's school?
How's life? What?
What do you want to do when you grow up?
Oh, God. What do you want to do when you grow up? I have literally no clue.
I want to do stuff with, like, movies, you know? Like, I want to be, like, a director, maybe an actor. I don't know. I just want to move to L.A. That's it.
Oh, my God, me too. I want to go to California so bad. And, like, I was talking with Hannah, for, like, the people listening. Hannah's our friend, and she lives in California, and she's like, it's not, like, super great. You know, there's earthquakes everywhere, and I'm like, well, girl, there's palm trees, too, and that is where I want to go. On my bucket list is see a palm tree in real life. That is what I want to do.
I've, like, always wanted to go to, like, Venice Beach and stuff, and one of my other friends that's not, like, you know, in our group, it's like one of my friends, they're like, they live in California, and they're like, oh, you know, there's traffic, and, like, it's not as amazing as you think, and I'm just over here like, I don't care, like, it's better than here. like Virginia sucks. Like, it's so bad. There's nothing.
Yeah, Michigan sucks, too, because it's cold all the time. Except for, I mean, it's pretty nice out right now, but we literally didn't have a spring. It went from winter to summer, and it went from being 30 degrees to 80 degrees, which is a little bit crazy, and it was really annoying having just, like, wearing a sweater at school, and then it was, like, suddenly 80 degrees outside, and I'm like, oh, this is fantastic. It was just 40 degrees this morning.
Yeah, like, I can't live in, like, a cold area like Canada, no. Where it's like always snowing. I can't.
No, yeah. Isn't that how it is with, like, Denver or something, or, like, Colorado?
I think,
like,
so. I have no idea.
I have no idea either. Like Nebraska, Alaska,
cold ass. Oh my god! Places. Speaking of Alaska, no, do you watch Drag Race?
I haven't seen anything recent. I have watched it in the past, but I know that Tyler Oakley, Anthony Padilla, and then someone else are going to really? Be on it. Yes, and then I'm so excited. Oh my god, I'm ready.
But like, I have like two like top drag queens, Trixie Mattel and Alaska.
Thunder. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know who both. Yes, I know who both of those are, so that's good. I mostly just watch stuff on YouTube of them, of their makeup, of, like, them, like, talking with each other. So, I do know a few drag queens, but, like, I'm not, like, mm-hmm. a super fan.
Like, I'm not a super fan either. I just like those two drag queens, but one of my friends will not mm-hmm. stop talking about them. Like, if she's listening, you know who you are. I'm not hating on you, but, like, literally constantly, and I love it. It's great, but still,
yeah. So like, what are your other shows that you watch except for Drag Race?
I watched The Walking Dead, Stranger Things, yeah. Switching Up Earth.
Yes.
That's it. I don't really watch much TV. I watch movies all the time.
Really? I watch TV, but, like, never movies. I've seen, like, maybe two movies this year, like, at theaters, but, like...
Well, I actually haven't been to the theaters, like, at all, because, you know, there's this website, you know, you can watch them illegally, and...
Yeah, I know, it doesn't work for me, though. I want to watch Call Me By Your Name so bad, and, like, I don't have, like, a computer. I mean, like, I have my phone, but it's, like, it always just takes me to some, like, weird website.
It's actually, like, all those websites, like, it's great, but they have, like, pop-up ads constantly, and it's so annoying, because it's, like, I'm just trying to watch a movie, and it's, like, mm-hmm. I don't care that, oh, I want a trip to Hawaii, like, I, no.
Yeah, I know, right? You want a brand new iPhone. It's like, what did I do to want a brand new iPhone?
Oh, my God. One time I thought that was real. I was, like, 7, and I thought it was real, and I actually did it. And my phone number, like, I kept getting constant calls saying, like, that your number was, like, Trace. And, like, constantly I'm getting these phone calls, and I never got my new phone. So, that was disappointing.
Yeah. That is very disappointing. Or you have a prince who would want to know if for like a small loan of $1 million, he will take you to like India. It's like, oh.
Yeah. Really? No, I hate it. But there are some websites that don't do that, but you just can't find them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's been 43 minutes. I guess we should start wrapping up.
All right, guys. So let us know if you listened to this whole thing, if you found it good, any topics that you would like us to talk about.
And also give us, like, questions, you know, video messages, maybe some advice. Like, we're pretty wise, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, speak for yourself.
and we're both also on a collab channel called Online Outcasts.
Yes, starting literally tomorrow is our first video on Online Outcast. Just search that up on YouTube. It's going to be crazy.
It's
going to
be so much fun. New videos every day on that channel. And are we sticking with Saturday for this podcast, every Saturday?
Sure, every Saturday. Just come back here, and we will also, our Twitters, literally.
Mary Askin Tay, good luck spelling it. I'll leave it in the description, but...
Yes. Yes. And then also Online Outcast has a Twitter, which you can just find us through there too, which we will be talking on there when we're not on here.
Yep. Okay, guys. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.